Yeah, good morning. Let us pray before we come to the Lord and read the Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. And you lead us come to your house. And in this good time, we just want to focus with you and understand you more and more. And then the Holy Spirit, we invite you to give us power in order to understand the Word of God and then to transfer the Word of God into our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to share about love and cross. How love and cross work together in our life. Sometimes, of course, this happened a few years ago, not now. As a Christian, a little bit confused, because in one side, I see that God give us love so much. And then in other side, when we start want to follow Jesus, Jesus said, you need to deny yourself. It's look that at the beginning it's so easy, but at the end it's so difficult. Let's see this some parable in Luke chapter 15. We just see the outline only. Luke chapter 15, there are three parables. Number one, parable of the lost sheep. We can see that from this story, in order to find the one who lost, and then the shepherd need to leave 99 just for one. It's looked at so many grace for the lost sheep. And another parable is the parable of lost coin. Also same. The woman has 10 silver coin, and then because she lost one, and then she's not happy. If you ask me if I have 10 coin, and then I lost one, then I still have 9. Why should I set for the lost one? But in this Bible, tell us that she tried to get the lost one. And then the last, the parable of lost son, we can see that how the father do something very special for the younger when she come back. So in these three parables, what I want to say is the Bible is so... Jesus is she show his love so much for the lost one. But when someone want to follow Jesus, let's see Matthew chapter 16, 24. Matthew 16, 24. Then Jesus said to his disciple, if anyone decides to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. David, for example, I said to you, hey David, how are you? Are you good? Yes, I am good. Would you like to go with me to China? I can give you free. I mean, you can follow with me and then use my car. And then after that, David follow me. After David follow me, in the midst of the journey, I said, David, for one sandwich, $100. David, for a cup of coffee, $100. And David, for use icon of this car, $100. What do you think? Wow, Pastor Slamet, you're a cheater. You cheat me. Yeah, same. I just want you guys to follow my message. Luke chapter 15 is Luke many grace. But when we come to the cause of disciple, Jesus told me, Jesus told you and me, if anyone decide to come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. It is not easy. It is the hard work for ourselves. That's why when we see Mark chapter 10, let's see Mark chapter 10, 22. But he was sad at this word, and when any sorrowful, for he had great possession. He was sad, and he went away sorrowful. Why? Because of what Jesus said. If you want to follow me, sell everything, and then come and follow me. So, with this condition, brothers and sisters, I'm thinking, is it that at the beginning, God so merciful, but in the midst of our journey with Him, God so hard to us? Is there any double standard when we follow God? I mean, the beginning so easy, but after we follow Him, we really want to love Him, and then God gives so many requirements, so make us so feel difficult to follow Jesus. When I was kid, I went to Sunday school, and I remember one song, "To Follow Jesus Is My Decided, To Follow Jesus Is My Decided, To Follow Jesus Is My Decided, No Turning Back, No Turning Back, No Turning Back." Yes, kid, easy. Every Sunday go to Sunday school, I get a candy, I get a book, I get a pen from the teacher. But when I was a youth or adult, every time I go to the church, the pastor maybe asks me, "Why don't you come on prayer meeting? Why don't you go for visiting? Why don't you..." And then so many hard work. Then I think, is there any double standard? Yeah. I will give you three answers. Number one, love and justice. Love and cross always walk together. And then only God who can make this balance 100%. Only God. I can do something lovely. I can act something justice. But I cannot make it balance in 100%. Only God. So if we say that God so love and then give more discount, give more grace for unbeliever, I don't think so. I don't think so. Why? Let's open 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Yeah. "For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of the darkness to be rewarded, to be reserved for judgment." Angel, something beauty, something that God loved. But God cast them down to hell. Verse 5. "And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. You see, God never has double standard. For the angel, cast them down to the hell. In the ancient world, only Noah family got saved. So why is Luke that God has double standard? And we need to read chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as same account slackness, but it is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I said, all this problem only the matter of time. The matter of time. I mean, when God timing coming, and everything will refrain, that he never has double standard. That's number one. Number two, if God can give more discount, more grace for unbeliever, why he asks high standard for someone who want to be a disciple? How can we understand this problem? I mean, can God only say, yeah, if you want to follow me, just do whatever you want it. Just do whatever you want it. Why should he say that you need to deny yourself? Why don't he say to us, just follow, just do whatever you want it? Why God don't give us so many grace or so many love? In this question, I will let you know that when God give high standard, the standard is not to fulfill the requirement of salvation. The standard is not to fulfill the requirement of salvation, but the standard is a tool that God wants us to get the reward from him, to get the reward from him. That means when we do hard work, when we follow Jesus, it doesn't mean nothing, but because of the rewards. God already give us reward, and God want us to get the reward using his high standard. I think this is fair, because we live in this kind of situation. For example, one more time, David. If you want to get $100 for an hour, then you need to fulfill my standard. Yeah, you cannot say, okay, Pastor Slamet, $100 an hour, 20 minutes for reading newspaper, 20 minutes for a cup of coffee, and then 10 minutes for just chatting, and then work for 10 minutes. Then I'm sure in 2 hours I will kick you out. Why? Because you are not fulfilling my standard. But when you fulfill my standard, then I will give you. This a matter of take and give. Same. When God asks you with high standard, it doesn't mean nothing. He will give the reward for you. That's why we need to know this first. 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God is a fair God. He is a justice God. So, whatever you do for God, then he will repay back to you 100%, 200%, even 300%. That's the second answer. And the third answer, where is the love of God? When we walk as a disciple in fulfill his requirement. Where is the love of God? Is there only his justice, his cross? We didn't see his love. Of course, brothers and sisters, we can see the love of God in the midst of our journey as a disciple. Number one, love and God is never separate. Yeah. Love and God is never separate. That means when he sent his love, that means he sent himself. For God so loved the world. How God loved the world? By giving himself. So, in this problem, I can tell you that where is God's love? Then I will tell you, you are not only get God's love, but you get God himself work with us. God himself. For example, do you remember when Saul tried to coach the disciple? In the midst of the journey, Saul meet Jesus, and then Jesus say, "Saul, Saul, why are you forsaking of me? Of me, not the disciple." That means everything happened with the disciple. Same happened with Jesus. So in the midst of our suffering, in fulfill the requirement as a disciple, God work with us. That's number one. God work with us. Number two, where is God's love? Okay. I know everyone love to get a huge wage. Because of traffic jam, we need to take a walk. For example, I asked Jeff, take a walk from Seongwon to Chaiwan. I give you 200 Hong Kong dollar. Jeff say, no, Pastor Slamet, I don't want it. I give you 300. No, I don't want it. I give you 500. No, I don't want it. Okay. But and then Jeff got a call from beautiful girl. Hello, Jeff. Can you come here? Because I really want to meet you. And then suddenly Jeff go from Seongwon, not to Taiwan, but to Hanghao. Just in order to see someone he loved. So you can see that sometimes we will not work for the wage, but absolutely we will work for love. Yeah, we will work for love. So where is God's love in the midst of our suffering as a disciple? Our love influence us, and then our love, God's love, give us power in order to fulfill the requirement as a disciple, as a motivator in our life. The last thing, where is God's love in the midst of our suffering as a disciple? God's love it's complete our work. It's complete our work. Do you remember the story of five loaves and two fish? Yeah? Who gave the bread and the fish to Jesus? Young boy. Young boy give the bread and the fish to Jesus. How much for the five small bread? Can you finish by yourself, David? Yeah, two fish? Yeah, Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, I believe you can eat more. What does it mean? It means it's very small from our side. From our side, it's very small. But when we give it to Jesus, Jesus complete it and make it perfect for 5,000 people. What does it mean? It means that our hard work is so small, but Jesus changed it, become big, and also become perfect in order to bless us. I give myself to God as a full-time pastor. What I can do only a little. But after I submit my life, and then God changes what I give it in order to bless other people. That's the way God love work in our life. So I have three points. First, where is God love? God love work with us. Not only God love, but God himself work with us. Number two, God love influence us to do this kind of ministry. He motivate us. And the last, God love make our work become perfect. So, when we suffer as a disciple of God, I want to let you know that you are not suffer, but you are in a journey where you can feel and then you can find and you can enjoy God's love. That's why discipleship, it doesn't mean you carry the cross, but discipleship means you enjoy God's love in the midst of your life. If you can feel like this, then being a disciple, like a time that we did with God. Yeah, a beautiful time. I know you guys maybe haven't experienced it. Will be. Yeah? Yeah? A time where we did with God. When? When we fulfill the cause of disciple. That's it. Let us meditate it. And then the reason I said this, I just want to encourage you to be enjoyable, joyful in the midst of our journey as disciple of Christ. No turning back. Yes. Why? Not because of the cross, but become a disciple of Jesus means become a person who enjoy the love of God fully and fully.
that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. This is my desire to honor you. With all my heart, I worship you.
Brothers and sisters, we may feel tired when we follow Jesus. But one thing I want to encourage you, never feel lost when we follow Jesus. Yes, of course, to follow Jesus costs everything. We need to sacrifice ourselves, to give our time, to give our money, to serve Him. But at the end, we will gain back everything that we give it to Him. God will reward us 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. That's why I said, never feel lost when we follow Jesus. Of course, we can feel tired. That's why we come to the Lord this morning. If anyone feel tired, then just say to Jesus. Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. And He know our burden. He know that we are tired. He will comfort us. Let Him minister to you this morning. Let Him say, I'm with you, my son. I'm with you, my daughter. You are not alone. You go with me. I know your problem. I know your weakness. I know everything that you did for me. Just keep going. When everything finishes, you will know that everything you did for me never failed. let us use our privilege as a son and daughter of God to bring our intercession for other people. Yeah. This morning, we use our privilege to pray for other people. Number one, they are suffering in cancer and need to have chemo and radiation therapy, and also some of them just finished surgery and they need our prayer for their recovery. Let's pray according all the list of these people. Of this name, not only for physical illness, but also we need to pray for their salvation. We pray that the Holy Spirit work at this situation to bring salvation for them. Let's pray together. Privilege to bless this kind of people so that every sickness can go away from their life.
Bapa di surga, kami berdoa bersama-sama Bapa untuk beraneka ragam kebutuhan sakit yang mereka alami. Bapa, kami berdoa supaya Tuhan dalam Tuhan Yesus Tuhan menolong dan menjaga mereka satu persatu.
Colin Poon to Genevieve Wong, we really ask God give them special job so that they can continue their life and be a blessing for other people. Let's pray together. Before we continue for another prayer request, we know that today the world is in danger. What I mean is the virus of Ebola now spread to Europe, spread to United States, and then till now nobody can stop this deadly virus. We pray that God give the grace, especially for African people, like Liberia and then also Nigeria and other area that already contaminated by the virus of Ebola. We pray together so that God can show His grace for other people who are suffering because of Ebola. Father, you know that many areas in Africa now already contaminated by the deadly virus Ebola. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you cut this deadly virus, Father. Don't spread again among other people and other humans. We pray that you will bless all scientific, all doctor, in order to get new medicine to prevent and to stop this deadly virus. Thank you, Father. We know that you love us. That's why we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we pray for occupied movement. We always pray that Hong Kong is a place, is a peace city for everybody. If there is a different argument or different option, it doesn't mean they can fight or they can hurt each other. That's why we pray that God give His grace for Hong Kong. Let's pray together. Father, we pray for Hong Kong, our city. Father, we pray in this city there is a peace because you are in the midst of them. Yeah, there's a different opinion about the future of Hong Kong leadership. But at the end, the future of Hong Kong leadership still in you, Father. That's why we pray that every part of Hong Kong leadership should humble and then bow down and then love each other so that Hong Kong can go forward in the peace of God. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we pray for Mission Focus for Cambodia. Yeah, Grace Chung, Ashley Liu, Pastor Robert O, Pastor Tang, they all part of the missionary who serve at Cambodia. We pray that Cambodia one day become a city or a country that full of many believers. Let's pray together. Also pray for the board, PSAM, Lisa, and then other. We pray by their leadership will bring SP more closer to God and also bring SP in doing His mission in this world. Let's pray together. Hospitality ministry. Yeah. Sometimes people want to see Jesus through us. That's why we have hospitality ministry. We pray that all members who join in this ministry really they are like the image of God for unbelievers so that they can know who is Jesus through hospitality ministry. Let's pray together. body of Christ, we are not alone, but we live like a family. That's why we have house church. House church, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean just gather together, but house church is a place where everybody feel they are like a family. That's why we pray for house church activity, especially tonight. There are some area today they have house church. We pray that through house church, everybody can feel become a big family in the family of God. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this message. You are not double standard God, but you are the love and the cross of God. Love and cross work together in our life. As a disciple, we need to carry our cross, but at the same time, your love always come upon us in carrying our cross together in this world. Thanks for a beautiful privilege to be your disciple. Thanks for beautiful time that we can come and talk to you. Thanks for beautiful mission that you put in our life. This all bring the glory of your name in this world through our life. We just put ourselves, we ask you, bless us before we leave this place, become a blessing for other people. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.